And up next is Genesis.
Think of a wonderful thought, any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Think of the happiest things, it's the same as having wings. Take the path that moonbeams make, if the moon is still awake, you'll see him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Off you go with a high and ho to the stars beyond the blue. There's a Neverland waiting for you, where all your happy dreams come true. Any dream that you dream will come true. When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start. Think of all the joy you'll find when you leave the world behind and bid your cares goodbye. You can fly, 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 you can fly.
And that was my Prince Charming Genesis with You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly. Is it three You Can Flies in the song title?
I usually just put one.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would just say it's You Can Fly. Genesis. I thought this was kind of interesting. Because at first I was like, he could be a little bit more, like, happy or spunky or something with it. But I really liked how you... And this is going back, I hate to compare people, but you kind of did what I wish that Valka did with hers, was you chose a piano cover track artist person that did something a little different with it, and you conform to them. I really thought it was interesting, like that middle area where you like slowed it down, like broke it down and like really like, you know, got soft with it. I thought that was very interesting and very different, and it just really captured my attention, and I thought you did it well. Like, it's something completely different than this song is usually done with, but I really liked it and I thought it worked. And like, I would have liked a bit more spunk in the more upbeat parts, but I really liked that that slowed down section. Jeffers?
Yeah, it was great. It was really interesting. I agree. And I thought he had very good dynamics, which is something I know we've been harping at you for the last 2 weeks, Genesis. So
yeah.
Bravo on getting dynamics in this one. And I was really impressed with your syncing at the really fast part at the end. I was like, whoa, that was really good syncing with the piano backtrack. That was really good. And yeah, I just like this overall. It was a very nice break and recovery over your last two songs that were kind of meh last 2 weeks. So good job. It was very interesting and fun.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right. My first note is, what is this based on, a cover version? Because I really like the arrangement to it. Like, I really like how it sounds.
I think what it was, and this is just from personal experience from like my YouTube karaoke track hunting, is there's a couple of really good artists that just take their piano and write like covery kind of cover style versions of the songs, of a whole bunch of songs. Like, there's this one guy, I mentioned him before, I think, on Valk's name. I think it's Calico Piano, and he is like,
yeah
Calico. Like, Calico does that a lot. He just, like, really, like, breaks down songs. Sometimes he plays them like originals, but he kind of makes them more, like, mellow versions of songs. And I don't think this was Calico, but it was very reminiscent of Calico.
Okay. But yeah, I really like this version, because it's, like, one of those family pianos playing, and then you're singing it, and then at the end, everybody joins in. It's like, that's what I see in my mind when I hear this arrangement. let's see. JC, thank you for doing classical. Thank you. I think the only mixing note I have is that You Can Flies, like, they feel like they're cut in because the energy in them feel like they're a bit too much of a shift in them. So that's all I really have.
And I love this song.
Yeah, this is a fun song.
It's actually my
Peter Pan doesn't get enough love.
It's part of my senior quote, actually.
Aw.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. All it takes is faith, trust, and a little bit of pixie dust.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Wasn't that on your Facebook?
It might be. I don't know.
Okay. I remember one day everybody was stalking Facebook.
Okay. Thank you, though.
All right.
Since we've gone into a sudden lull there for a moment, I'm assuming we're done. So coming up next is Faded Phantom, the immune Faded Phantom.
Oh.
Yes.
I must. Oh, yeah.
She's the one
after.
That. She's the one that won immunity last night. It was awesome.
Very
Go
cool.
and listen after. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me because I'm impossible. There is nothing I can't do, and when danger calls, just know that I am on my way. Call me, beat me, if you wanna reach me, when you wanna page me, it's okay. I just can't wait until I hear myself away. Doesn't matter if it's day or night, everything is gonna be alright. Whenever you need me, baby, call me, beat me, if you wanna reach me. Kim here, so what's the sick? Message clear, I am here. I'm never gonna leave you alone. Find your way. Doesn't matter where or when there's trouble, if you just call my name, Kim Possible. Call me, beat me, if you wanna reach me, when you wanna page me, it's okay. I just can't wait until I hear my cell phone ring. Doesn't matter if it's day or night, everything is gonna be alright. Whenever you need me, baby, call me, beat me, if you wanna reach me. Trouble, I'm there on the double. You know that you always can call Kim Possible. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Beat me if you wanna reach me, when you wanna page me, it's okay. I just can't wait till I hear my cell phone ring. Doesn't matter if it's day or night, everything is gonna be alright. Whenever you need me, whenever you need me, baby. Call me, beat me if you wanna reach me, when you wanna page me, it's okay. I just can't.
Faded Phantom with Kim Possible. For some reason, I just had a flashback to Danny Phantom and Kim Possible, like, mixing. I don't know. Faded. So you're immune. That's cool. I thought this was very peppy and a very faded choice. And I liked your blending into the background vocals. I just like this backtrack. Like, okay, I know we're not supposed to compare them to last season, but like compared to Arya's backtrack, I thought this one was really good, and the backtrack vocals didn't like drown her out like the other one. But I didn't really have a lot to note, actually. I like this a lot, Faded, but yeah, I didn't have a lot noted though.
Okay, just a little nitpick of mine. The song is actually called Call Me, Beat Me If You Wanna Reach Me. That's just the actual title.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice start, but for later purposes, it was a bit strong, and I'll get into that a little bit later in the notes. You didn't do the really head voice part of Kim Possible around 35 seconds that led to the chorus, and that just caught me off guard. And talking about the choruses, I noticed how you went lower than higher, I think it is. And I'm not sure if I... Huh?
On the Kim Possible part?
No, the chorus that leads into it and the rest of the song with the chorus. She's singing, like, I don't know if it's a third or a fifth lower, but it just wasn't the melody that I'm used to hearing for that part, for the chorus. The second verse had less energy for me than the first verse. And then on the belt, same thing. The belt at the beginning was really nice, but sometimes later in the song, the belts weren't as strong. I would have liked you a bit more with the back vocals and maybe even doing some of the higher, not the highest harmonies, but just some of the higher ones I'm not sure if the word contrast is what I'm looking for, but to go with your lower melody line that you're going with. And you didn't do the ending quote of "Came here, so what's the stitch?" And I was a little sad about that. Because I think she did that quote in the beginning of the song. I can't remember. I don't know if that was her or not. But yeah. Ambi?
For me, I liked your, like, attitude on this, and I thought that all the notes were pretty decent. I just need a little bit more oomph behind it at times. It just seemed like, I don't know, this is such, like, a high-energy song, and I thought that it just needed a little bit more. Maybe not so much more as you just need, like, more of a punch to it. And does that make sense? Like, yeah. Just need a little bit more of an
edge. Just tweak it a bit more.
Yeah, just a bit more, and it would have been, like, it was still really good, but, like, that little bit more of a punch to it would have just made it, like, all the more sweeter. As I say sometimes, the cherry on top of the song sundae.
Where have I been for all these quotes? These are awesome, Ambi.
I said that, like, once or twice before. I like that one. I'm going to use that one.
You said the cupcake, I think, was a lot. The cupcake
with sprinkles. That was one thing. I use a lot of apparently baking references in critiquing, apparently. But yeah. But I thought overall this was pretty good, but that would have made it just all the much better for me. Jeffers?
I went already.
Oh! This coffee is not working.
It's too early, Ambi. It's only like 4 your time or something.
I know. Well, I went to sleep late, and I had to wake up early and deal with some stuff this morning at, like, 7 a.m. Which I'm still dealing with now. But,
yes.
Yeah, so then I didn't get back to sleep, so that 7 a.m. kind of screwed me up a little bit.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Okay.
Morning, gotta get... Oh my god, she has a new single out! It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
She'll forever be tarnished by Friday. Friday. But it's not Friday, so moving onward. Who is up next?
Turtle.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change is more to say than leaves both a little scared. Neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Taylor's time, a song as old as rhyme, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong, as certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty.
All right, and that was Turtle with Beauty and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
I can tell you where else it's from.
Where?
Can I tell you where else it's from?
Where?
You're on Happiest Competition on Earth, because somebody already sang it.
Yeah.
Like, gasp!
Princess Clary, round one.
Princess Clary, round one. And we did double check. It is on the list. And I know for a fact that you saw the list, Turtle, because last night there was some confusion over the theme, and I directly linked you to the list. And I said, you can sing anything not on this list. And I know you looked at it because you mentioned a song that was on the list because you were surprised that someone had sung it. So I know you saw the list. So I don't know why you sang this song. And I'm a little disappointed in that, because we made some exceptions for you so that you could still turn in, and you didn't pay attention to that. So it's a DQ. Like, I'm not even going to critique this. It's just a DQ. Sorry. Okay. I'm a little upset over this. Yeah. Hamby's okay. Hamby's okay. All right. Okay.
Breathe. That's breathe.
You guys, I'm going to have some coffee now. Okay. Shug.
All right. So
if you guys want to comment anything on it, on the singing style, you can.
Jeffers, do you want to?
My only notes were, it was pretty and I like your tone on it. And there was one wrong lyric in the second verse or something. That was my only real notes. Oh, and your vibrato was occasionally shaky, but that's all.
I will admit, though, that one part where she got the lyrics wrong, that's a really hard part to remember the lyrics at, because I had to do this for Love Me, and I screwed up those lyrics, like, a million times. And I kept being like, Taylor's old, damn it, that's wrong! Stop, go back. Taylor's old, damn it, that's wrong again! Stop, go back. So that's kind of understandable to me.
Right. The only way, and I'm just saying this because this is like the Tony Danza, Tiny Dancer thing we had last
week. Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot of people consider the title of the song Tale as Old as Time. I see it on, like, a bunch of lyric websites. I'm like, no, you idiots. It's Beauty and the Beast. How stupid do you have to be to get that wrong?
Apparently, it's Beauty and the Beast Tale as Old as Time version. And then the pop version is just called Beauty and the Beast. That's what I got from researching backtracks for this, again, from Love Me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I usually just stick to pop and movie version.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a few notes, like, a lot of the, some of the words were not correctly said, and this is something my voice teacher, Nick, picked at me when I tried doing the song one day. It's neither, not neither. And then you also had better, sweet, and strange. It's bitter, sweet, and strange. So just watch out for your vowels, if anything. And that's all I will say.
Okay. So are you guys done here?
I'm done here.
Okay, so coming up next would have been Silver, but she didn't submit. So unfortunately, Silver Songbird, you are eliminated and cut. And
that makes me depressed because I really liked Silver in this show.
So, yes, that's one person down. And Turtle also DQ'd, so that's one more person down. So, into results then?
Into results, yes.
All right.
So, who won for you guys tonight?
Nani, for me.
Nani was for me.
Nani was my winner, too. Yeah. Nice. I think that's unanimous. I thought she was really good tonight.
Nice recovery from last week, Nani.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad we didn't cut her last week, because then we wouldn't have had this awesome song.
Okay, so... Oh, that's me first. I will save Rochelle.
Oh, she was my second, too.
Me.
Good job, Rochelle.
I will save JC.
He was my third as well. I wonder if we're going to have my list this week.
Oh, my list is all over the place right now.
Oh, okay, so... Maybe it's my list. I'm going to save Princess Clary.
Oh, yeah, my list is definitely all over the place.
Yeah, from there we break.
Okay, I will say... Let's see. Oh, Fate is immune, never mind. cross her off. I will save sharp cookies. Faded's in the...
They put that. Yeah. All right, so cookies and faded, you're both good. So then, Zelina, who are you going to save?
I'm going to save Lash.
Okay, so that's the bottom three?
Yes. Read to me Omi Pride 09 and Valkyrie Celeste. And I am going to take out Read to Me.
Okay, so there's only two people left, and yeah, Valkyrie Omi.
Do we just want to go into it?
Just go into it.
Yeah,
let's do it. All right.
So I will save Omi Pride 09 and Valkyrie Celeste.
Whoa!
Yeah! And we're not done yet.
Bum, bum,
and
bum.
Zelina, who are you going to save? And everyone's going, what? There's no one left to save. Who are you saving, Zelina?
That person?
Yes, that's who you're saving, yes.
I am saving the wonderful Miss Maddie.
Yes, and this is the reason why. If we had been told sooner that Silver was dropping out of the show, we would have been able to bring Maddie back because she was on the bubble last week. And Maddie would have been able to submit, and she still would have been in the show because Turtles DQ would have been the cut for this week. So we don't think that it's fair to Maddie that she was robbed of the chance to come back. So since we don't want to trim our rounds down because we like our rounds for the show, rather than have two people go this week, we're having one person go, and we're bringing back someone to replace Silver. So this happened last night when Silver dropped, and since we were recording in the afternoon the day after, we offered Melly the chance, but Melly never turned in. So, sorry, Melly, you missed your chance. And now it just turned out we're like, we should... We felt bad that Maddie got robbed of this chance. So, you know what? We're not robbing Maddie. We're giving a gift to Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your birthday gift from us.
Late birthday gift. We eliminated you on your birthday, and now this is your belated birthday gift.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Maddie. Welcome back to the show.
All right.
So, yeah.
Top 11 people. That's, let's see. Faded Phantom, Genesis, Lash. This spreadsheet is screwed up. Skip that. Nani, Omi Pride, Princess Clary, Rochelle, Read to Me, Sharp Cookies, Valkyrie Celeste, and Maddie.
Yay.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's it. So, to reiterate, next week's themes, immunity is chipper songs, also known as happy songs. Looking for sugary, sweet, and happiness. And main round is not another Disney movie, which is non-Disney animated movies. I can't believe I was the only one in Zelina's radio station special last night because it was amazing. It was the best 2 hours ever.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, it was so awesome. It was like one awesome song after the other. It was like, oh my God, I love this movie. Oh my God, I love this movie. Oh my God, I love this movie.
And I have more songs to add for the next time I ever play it. So yeah.
Yeah, I think you should definitely have a repeat sometime later on this week so that we can all listen again because it was awesome. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Like me and Amber were like, oh my God, we love this movie. I love this song. I like. It was just amusing.
Yes, it was.
All right. Anything else you two want to add? Or nope. Plug?
Oh, plug anything. I don't have anything to plug. Oh, except I will, I guess. It's a little early to... No, it's a little early to plug to be... Nah, I'll do it. I've come up with a show that I'm going to host after HCOE is over. So after HCOE is over, look out for Ambie's new show. Totally new idea. Awesome. No one's ever done it before.
It's awesome.
These two know about it. Totally new idea. No one's ever done it before on VH. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I hope it goes well. But that won't be until after HCOE, so you still got a while yet. Yeah. But I'm excited for it.
And
they have a few weeks to stress over it.
Yeah. Over what's it going to be? What's going to be?
Or a few weeks to recover from the burnt outness of all these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, and I'll also plug Once You Go Black. Their finale is coming up this Wednesday or Thursday, whenever they post it, sometime in the wee hours of the morning on Thursday. So, yeah, check that out. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the finale, so that's even more reason why you should check it out.
He's going to get support a badge. Jeffers.
Yeah. Me and Rochelle's
going to check it out. The badges for Once You Go Black are really sexy.
Oh, cool.
They are so...
Oh, yeah,
they
I think you showed me.
They are so sexy. So sexy.
Sweet.
Possibly the sexiest badge I have ever made for VH.
Even sexier than Love Me? How can you even be sexier than Love?
Even sexier than Love Me's badges, which will be going into signatures tonight. They are sexy as well, but Once You Go Black is the sexiest.
Very nice. I'm looking forward to that then.
Yeah.
So anything else, guys?
Nope.
Nope. All right then. Good night all.
Night. Or afternoon.
Yeah. Or morning.
Yes, morning for me.